of the crowd, it's clear that this is what they have come to hear, not projections of compound earnings growth. Creativity is a funny thing, Roy continues. It's a living, breathing force with a life of its own, and it tends to flower among individuals and in small groups. Disney must resume our trajectory of creativity and financial success by trusting the talents and imaginations of its creative people, and I can't emphasize enough the word trust, and then by supporting them with the resources they require. We need to install a new management team. Speaking as someone with the name of Disney, it is my firm belief that we are not a commodity. As long as we continue to believe in the power of creative ideas, then our best years will still lie ahead. There is thunderous applause. Eisner comes to the podium. Thank you, Stanley. Thank you, Roy. I enjoyed that. But I think I have to say the conclusions you've just heard are fundamentally wrong. You have just heard rhetoric from our critics that frankly displaces reason. Over the next 2 hours, Disney executives and division heads, Bob Iger, Tom Staggs, Dick Cook, Lloyd Braun, Susan Lin, Ann Sweeney among them, give polished presentations lauding their operations and unveiling new products like the much-anticipated Hidalgo and the Alamo for the studio, Home on the Range in animation, and a Stephen King series, Kingdom Hospital, as well as a return of Super Millionaire on ABC. But as the lunch hour comes and goes, the audience is clearly anxious to get to the climax, the results of the final shareholder vote. Late that afternoon, after a few more questions from the audience, Eisner abruptly accepts a motion to adjourn the meeting, seeming to have forgotten that no tally has been announced. "I think it's about time the meeting is adjourned," he says. Howls of protest arise from the room and cries of, "Vote! Vote!" Eisner realizes his oversight. "I almost got away with that," he quips. "I've been informed that the Inspector of Elections is prepared." An inspector steps to the podium. "For item one, the election of directors," the inspector began, and then reads the exact vote tallies, all of them in the millions of shares. There are more howls, since without a calculator, it's hard to know what percentage of the votes has been withheld. Ultimately, it's determined that 43% of the shareholders have withheld their votes from Eisner, and 24% from Mitchell. Even more devastating to Eisner, though not released to the public, 72.5% of Disney cast members voting through their 401k retirement plans have voted no on Eisner. A remarkable 63.7% voted against Mitchell as well. To a smattering of applause and murmurs, the crowd begins to disperse. The shareholders have just delivered a stunning repudiation of Eisner's leadership. At the Four Seasons Hotel, the Disney board reconvened at nearly 5 p.m. By the time the vote was announced, it didn't come as a total shock. Word had circulated among board members that morning that the no vote would surpass 40%, worse than anyone had imagined. The sizable vote against Mitchell, larger in fact than the 22% withhold vote that had driven out AOL's Steve Case, was hardly grounds for reassurance. Nonetheless,